deserve to win the game. There's only one team that's trying to win the game. For me, the weekend's been a bit missed opportunity for us not to pick up more points than the two we got. First half an hour, we weren't good enough. You know, I've got to be honest, disappointed my team in the first half hour. Looked like we played the occasion. We looked very nervy, misplaced passes, miscontrolled the ball. Then after that, the real chance, best chance of the game, that fell to Charlie Kelman 6 yards out. I think that really settled us down. We really got the fans behind us, really got into good areas of the pitch, created chances, and ultimately we did enough to win the game. And when we gave them some to get behind us about, they were with us. They come because the team's massively improved and they wanted to come see their group. For half an hour, we looked edgy. I've got a lot of inexperienced players. Got a lot of players I thought for half an hour didn't handle the magnitude of the game or the fan base, which for me is only 8,000. You know, if the players want to go on to bigger and better things, they're going to have to handle that much better. But after the first 30 minutes, there was only one team trying to win the game, and that was us. I can't keep sugarcoating the players. We should have won the game. We should play better than that and win the game. So I've told them that, direct. If you said to me 2.5 months ago that we would be at the relegation zone, two games for us to go, and picked up 21 points, I'd have been absolutely delighted and buzzing. But I want the team to play better than that, and I expect us to win that game. We need to make more chances at home. We can't just rely on set plays or at the moment a magic from someone. We have to be better. And you know, certainly, there's not a lot I can control since the 1st of February regarding that. At the moment, we lost Danny Lloyd. It was a big blow to us at the top end of the pitch. Credit to my players for finding ways to score goals and win games. And that's what we have to do between now and the end of the season. We have to win another game of football. We can go back over loads of opportunities we've had, especially at the Rainham end, from within the 12 yards. And we've not taken opportunities. So the players have to take responsibility. I'm disappointed, you can tell in my tone, that I'm a little bit agitated that we've not won the game today, and I'd say the players need to have better quality. I'm agitated that we didn't win the game at Cheltenham because we gave two really poor goals away by us. But we are what we are, and we've got what we got. And what we have to do now is make sure we recoup. The players take time now to re-energise, and we have to make sure that over the next few days in the training ground that we're ready to go for Portsmouth, because it's another tough issue. We don't fear going to Portsmouth. No, my team won't fear going anywhere. But we are what we are. We want to be a physical, horrible, genuine team to play against. No team should want to play against my teams. So we take that solace and that confidence going into next week. And I just said to the players, I think with a little bit more belief, we maybe win that game.